beginning the first visit with Burnett this Monday, the 3rd of April, 72. Channel 1 right. After supper, bedtime. And the beginning of the visit with Burnett this Monday, the 3rd of April, 72. Channel 1 right. And the beginning of the visit with Burnett this Monday night, bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72.
Have a seat, I'll call
him. Got it. Pull a chair for him. You can sit over here,
then. Okay.
And you can pull
that
chair for him.
Guy? He's sick, eh?
Well, he has a little cold.
Oh, man, don't
feel
like that cold.
Trying not to get out
and I had that cold myself.
Yeah,
I started meeting. You might have right. You hit me
who
I
can
hardly talk.
Well, howdy,
howdy. All right, you got that bad cold.
No,
too?
I haven't got a cold. I just got a frog in my throat and can't get it out.
God. I know what did that. I had that thing about 3-4 weeks ago. I was all in my back and all in my shoulders. I couldn't. They had to rub me all over so I could get straight.
When was that?
About 3-4 weeks ago. My boy and my daughter had to rub me. That thing is aching all over.
That's I thought true. You stayed fairly healthy.
I do stay healthy when I be going when I'm sick. Yeah, so you can't look at it until you're sick, you know.
No.
Can't tell it. I told my boss, man, I've been on that bus 7 years, I ain't had nobody drive for me. So I'm going to lose some days, too. I told him that last week.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to lose some days. Everybody else lost some days. I'm going to lose some, too. I ain't been up for one time. My uncle died in St. Petersburg. Now, don't call that. Don't get off. Cause we go from 7 o'clock to 4. I get home about 4:15, 20 minutes to 4. And I get off the bus and got my clothes and went right on the old Keller, caught the bus from there to St. Pete. I said, I don't call that getting off.
Where's that meant to say? Haven't got anything to eat. Where was they? That's something like that.
Yeah, you're doing that.
Better than nothing. No, that's not much much time off.
Everybody has to get off. I don't know. You ain't been off yet.
Well, you know,
I don't drink.
Faye, you know, come think about it, I don't remember his being off. Every day I pass there, he
I drive off. That bus in every day. Everybody says, I don't see how I stand at that line. I don't neither.
Well, that's the truth.
I drive that bus. I've been driving 7 years.
Oh.
And I ain't been off at all.
But it ain't like it was when you started.
It's been worse.
Yeah.
It's been worse.
Yeah, that's right. It's been you worse. Didn't have to make
I've been had two trips in the morning, three in the afternoon. But I make two trips in the afternoon, 9 and 1 in the morning. I don't mind that. Last year, they let me kill us.
Oh,
they let
me
kill us last year.
Yeah, what'd they do?
So many trips.
Uh-huh.
So many trips. Go home and stay by 5 or 10 minutes, get up, I got to go. Well, I had a trip by 10:40. I'd come there by 1:01, got to go back to the game and pick up children. I'd turn right around, put them children, go right back again, pick up some more children. Instead of getting home like we get now, hit us 5:30 when we got home before.
Oh, what you did was get little batches. You never did fill your...
Full on. I'd kill a load in again.
Yeah.
Kill a load in again and come back.
Yeah.
Well, I had 2 buses to get low from making over. I had to come dead in Everson. You know it's 3 miles from my house at Everson?
Is it really?
It's further than you'd think.
It's about 3 miles from my house to Everson.
Yeah.
It was. Y'all don't mind the smoke?
No, no. Well, it's 2 miles from 441 to my lane.
I know it is. I'm born that cross over on that hill, you know.
Where was that?
Over there, coming out from that kind of line. bone over there.
Whereabouts?
You know where you're going under Richardson Place over there?
Yeah.
Well, another man, Mr. Salmon, used to own that before. He bought that.
Who?
Jimmy Salmon. You don't remember him, though.
Oh, Jimmy Salmon?
You remember him?
He died.
I know he did. We used to phone for him.
I think he died before I got here. See,
I know he did. Because you weren't down here long that time.
I didn't get down here about 10 years ago, you see.
That's right. Well, I'm going down here.
Just
I'm
give,
still
give him a little plate there, Faith, or something.
Thank you. I didn't have to smoke cigarettes. I quit smoking cigarettes 2 years ago. When they say cigarettes are going to kill us, I got me a pipe. I chew back or sometimes I ride the track.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I chew. Chew
what kind of you chew?
Brown meat.
You know, I've used tobacco in every form. I don't use it now. But you know, I'll tell you the truth. The only kind I ever really enjoyed was chewing. No, I'd get a little brown mule and then a little
brown mule too.
Black homegrown. Dark homegrown up there, and put that in. And that homegrown tastes good, but it sort of made your stomach turn over.
Well, it used to when my stomach hurt, I just swallowed the juice. I ain't never get my chill no worrying medicine. None.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but that's the truth.
I had four boys and three. I had five boys and four girls. A girl and a boy died. I got four boys and 9 girls.
Good Lord, I didn't know you had all that family.
Yeah, I did. My wife was empty about 18 years ago. I used to drive a truck all the time before I died in the school bus. I was in Jacksonville. She was there for me. When I got the house, she was gone.
She had enough of you.
That's right. She left me alone.
Yes, I wonder how they stand us, you know.
Well, I don't know. Can't do without them.
Yeah.
She went back since. And she was sick. She came. They went down and got her and brought her back home. She went back.
Which ones are your children do I know?
You know Robert Lee?
Pete Rowe? Yeah.
And Eugene?
Yeah.
Mayor, no, you don't know the girl, I don't reckon that.
Who?
The girl, Mayor Liza.
I know Mayor Liza.
That's my daughter.
Well, she's the prettiest one, isn't she?
I got another, Gloria Jean.
Where's
so
she?
Mayor Liza and Gloria Jean and Robert Lee, all this like their mother. Same color their mother are.
Oh, really?
And that boy there and me. Like me and the other brothers, three of them like me and the other girl like their mother. Like yeah. Their mother.
Well, Liza, what is it?
Mary Liza.
Mary Liza, she's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I used to know her, you see, when...
She lived over there in West Peyton.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to see her over there.
She'd go to work all the time. She'd be doing some other time.
I was over there, right smart, when I first come down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her all the time.
She'd be going all the time. She'd go every day now.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
She don't stay out here anymore.
She stay over behind West Pitt. Got a trailer now.
I mean, she don't work out here. She works in town.
Working game on that. She working game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd she get in now?
A brother kicker. Robert Kelly.
Mm-hmm. You know, if they had a jitney or something, they sure could clean up on it, couldn't they?
Sure they could. Sure they could.
Yeah. Somebody could run a school bus for
that's right. That's fine. Well, that's for the wicked people. But they wouldn't know what that to have. You fix TV? You were cutting the conversation off.
Huh?
You fix TV?
No, this is the way I make my living. I work. I take down stuff on.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
at least I do a little of it.
Oh, yeah. That's the only right day.
These are ain't much count now. They're about wild. You know, they do that. They're like old cars. They don't last forever.
No, they ain't got any. Never made nothing to last always.
Yeah.
That 100-pound steel go.
Yeah.
That's right. That 100-pound steel go.
You know, there's one nice thing about a school bus. if you break a connecting rod, you don't have to fix it.
I don't have to fix nothing but hold that steering wheel.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't have to fix nothing but hold that steering. If my bus breaks down anywhere down that road, I got the phone number right up there on the front of my face to call them up anywhere. The last year, the fans built tore the piece right down at Ableton. I didn't do the good enough. I go up to the store and call them up. They come up and fix it.
Yeah.
Flat tie. Well, let me see. I ain't had but one. I'm lucky. Last year, I had one. I ain't none of this. I ain't bragging them.
Yeah.
When I used to run on the edge of that highway, I'd pick up all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I stopped running on the edge of that highway. I told them, I know. How come he has some flats? I'm going to run on the edge of that highway. I'll stop. I'll get right up this side of that line, right close to this side of that line. That's where I drive right now.
How'd you used to do it?
Run right down the edge of the road and that back wheel, you keep all them tacks and nails and everything. Pick pull the nails out about that long.
Well, how come you do that?
When they fall some trucks to haul them down the road, that's how come coming that. All the trash is blows on the edge of the road.
Well,
right?
I mean, how come you to get your wheel off the road?
I mean, the edge of the road?
Uh-huh.
By trying to get people the road, you know, and run on the edge of the road, you know.
Yeah.
That dude gonna run right down the side and you pull it. I can about tell by how far that dude was supposed to go outside that road.
Oh.
But I don't do that. Now I step on the side of that some of that line.
You know,
I
don't
have no flat tire neither.
Yeah.
I do my car the same way.
Well, now, that's, I used to carry my tractor somewhere, and I wouldn't go on the pavement.
I run on the wheel off the side of the road now.
Yeah.
He says, how come I put a tractor on? I said, well, that's all right. I run on the heater road. That's all right. I'll do that now.
Until I got to thinking, I used to run out there on the shoulder just all together.
You
see,
oh, I put all the wheels off. That's in the wrong way.
But then I got to seeing all them old bottles out there. And
all
that,
you pick up all that old junk.
Junk.
And that's right.
And I quit.
That's
quit
right.
doing that.
That's right.
But actually, I quit taking the tractor off anywhere. It's too much trouble.
I kid miles. People won't ground and cut. I cut around for people. Many people I ground and cut for.
Well, can you collect?
If people pay me, I'll cut for them.
They do?
They sure do. I had to buy gas and oil and parts. I spent $50 on my tractor this weekend. Putting bales in.
Yeah.
Never had been ground.
Yeah.
He put it on myself. I went to town, had it done. Mr. White fixed the bales, put the face in, ground them, I put the new face in.
Yeah.
He had to put old size face in, put all new bales up on one. I'm doing fine. I drove today.
Yeah.
I got home about 5:30 in the season.
Yeah.
Wet, bottle on the bog up, but that sounds full though.
Oh yeah, guys, you got a good tractor.
WD-45.
That's about as good as you can get.
I don't want no digging that. But one thing about when I go to people's feet, they don't have no trouble about, you ain't flying my ground. Well, I don't have no trouble about my money.
Well, you know old Big Henry that used to work down Winds?
He was there.
What's his name?
Henry Ray.
That's right. I forgot it.
Right.
I saw him down there one day. He had a truck and some wood in it. And I said, Henry, I'm glad to see you getting in the wood business. He said he wasn't in the wood business.
He didn't answer for himself, huh?
I said, well, you ought to be in it. There's such as everybody I see wants wood. He says they want wood until you get into the wood business.
That's true, see. That's true.
Now, how are you going to get around that?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, how do you collect?
They pay me when I get
through. You just tell them
what to say, and they pay you. I tell them how much you want the ground, because they say, what you buy the acres? I don't cut by no acre. If I look at the ground and say, that's dead. If me lose, let me lose. They don't have no trouble on people coming around.
Is that right?
No, yeah, they might get five few on one, because I don't fool them guys be there. Cause if I tell a person I do something, I do that. If I don't, I'm gonna tell you no, I ain't gonna do it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Be straight with them.
Yeah.
That's what I be straight.
Yeah.
Cause I be when I buy that person gas, I pay for that gas. That's what I do. I pay for that gas.
Yeah.
I can get buy gas all over Mykonos if I want. Well, I have one place to buy my gas for gas in my tractor, my car.
You have now.
Right now.
I'd like to know where it is.
Making up right there. You pass by it every day, right on 41 on the left side.
Truck stop? No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right there, Miss, I'm put there.
The old family place?
On the left side there.
That's Thrift Place?
Mm, let me put that man's name, Miss, I know that man, can't call him name. She run a little cafe there too. Exit. That's what it is.
Oh, that's a truck stop.
That's
it?
Right. I've been buying gas there a long time.
Is that right?
No.
Now, that Ms.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, she runs that restaurant.
That's right.
And they tell me that's about as good food as you can get around here.
Well, I eat out there.
At dinner time.
I eat out there.
How you like it?
Fine.
What do you get?
I don't want them or something but a sandwich or something like that. You know, say I'll get them a plate.
You know?
I'll get me a sandwich. I don't have time to eat. Get it on the fly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you know, I've always found it easy to do work for people, but I find it a little hard to collect and all like that.
Yeah, that's cool how you start with it. That's going how you stop the tears. Well, I tell you, I say I'm gonna like I tell you, I said I'm you come, Brennan. I want you to cut some ground for me. How much you charge? Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I said, how much that be? I said I'll cut that ground for $10. Well, if it's more than that, it's okay. If it's less, I said, yeah, that's what I do. I can look at the ground and tell how much y'all can charge.
Yeah.
So I've been flying this since I've been digging that.
Well, now look, you know Isaiah.
Yeah.
He had several rolls back there last year. And peas and, I mean, beans and, gee, I don't know what all he had back there. But he had a good garden.
That's right.
Now, could he get you to break that for him?
I done broke it for him.
Oh, you have?
I ain't broke it lately, though. We might be glad again if we broke it.
Oh.
He broke it.
Oh, really?
It's my fact.
Yeah.
He paid me and all that too.
Yeah. Well, now, how much more traction does he need on that?
I don't know. He might need to turn that thing again. Then that grass, that old pong grass, wasn't even my car. So that stuff bad down there. Oh my God. Mm.
Down the lower end.
You ain't joking. That thing was. Ooh boy. That boy let that fly to the ground about a foot deep, and it turned it all on. He said he didn't know how to turn. I said, oh yeah, you can turn it.
Yeah.
Let the fly go in the ground. You got something to put it. It on down the ground.
You,
I bear that coaster down there, the axle down there, the coaster about that high. And I bear it down in the ground, the axle be going about a foot deep or more. Lay it right on down in that track to put it.
Oh, that's what you need.
That's what you have to do if you want to turn it.
Do you use one plow or two plows?
Two bottom plows.
Two bottom plows.
Yes, sir.
Are the big ones?
Yeah, about so.
You know, I've got those big ones. I don't need them that big. I'd rather have. I'd like to have.
But you got a pickup tank?
Yeah.
I like them big size.
I've got. Do you?
Sure do.
Well.
Take off more dirt. Lap it over. High the grass. I've turned weeds down there high on high. It's half high that post up there.
Yeah.
Corn stalk. You go. I turn about 10 acres in for Christmas. We had 2 weeks for Christmas. And the man down there, he got the watermelon now. He said, I don't know where you can turn it. I said, let me make a try around it. I got me, cut me a foot road by from the road over yonder. I said, the end of your fence over there. Out there. Cross. Big old about 10 acres for you. Corn stalk and everything. Good clay lane. Just a little same, but most clear. I put that bottom line and went down and I put it about a foot in the ground. I've got one foot. I get the first foot, my drag. When I get that next, it's going to turn. I went on down there. I got a big log chain long from here to that door yonder. Length's big as my thumb. And I put that on this side over on the left side of that wheel and then over here side of that plow. It drug and we let down. And I mean, when I got through, you couldn't hardly see nothing standing up.
Oh, is that right?
That man paid me before I even put the plow in the ground. That man 98 years old right now. He 98 years old right now. That's right, 98. I can kid it out right now. He's a color fellow. 98 years old. And he wake every day. Get round bed on the weekend right now. He don't use no stick. Don't wear no eyeglass like I do.
Yes.
That's right, 98 years old. He's a little low, man.
Yeah.
Where Gabriel got a pretty garden, he got cabbage up that high that night. Onions and everything you can mention. He got a cabbage and let me see. He got some potatoes out there. I think he got pretty onions and I don't know what all he got. And that ground don't look half as about right like right around my house. Not sandy, but I don't think I make that good crop there. This is pretty green as they can be. This is pretty green as they can be.
But he waters it.
He waters all around. He sure he waters. This is pretty as they can be. Green chicken.
Well, now where is that?
That's down there, Babytown. This is Orange Lake.
Yeah.
Orange Lake. Well, I mean, we better be soon. I got to get up in the morning. What about the automobile? We going to make a trade or not?
Well, let me tell you, Vinette, I went out there this morning and we found that bad knock in it.
Yes?
Yes. And I was going to take it in today.
Yes.
And I got such a late start, I didn't do it. And
okay.
Take it down there and let him look at it and see what it is.
Is it knocking?
No, it's a power steering.
What a power steering?
No, it's, is that what it is?
Yeah, it really is.
But anyhow, it's pretty bad. I didn't realize.
Loosen?
Yeah.
He'll do that.
It's
mine, do you say?
He'll do that.
What is it?
My craft.
He'll do that.
Just wet.
It'll be back wore out.
Just warm.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do? Just let it keep
putting
on?
Putting that on. Because you can't fix it.
Yeah, they wild, you can't fix them.
We got some more at the house.
Oh? Well, what do you ask for?
Was one of them things? Uh-huh. I don't know how good my head is, and how I check it out and see.
Well, you know this is worn. You see, you can push it back and forth when you look at it.
You got to take them off, put them on the nub, you know, like a water pump.
Yeah.
Water pump go to bag, I got to take them and throw them away. You know,
yes,
got to take them and rebuild them or something, but
yeah.
I don't know rebuild them.
No.
But
I thought everything was not. I heard that noise in it just a day or so ago.
That's right.
Do they just start?
They start it.
Kind of like a water pump.
They
kind of like a water pump. It runs so long, it got out of the rock. Right again, with a little noise up there, water pump.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you can take your hand and do the water pump, let it loosen it.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah. Yeah,
that's
good. Well, that's what it needs, so you can't tell much about it. What are you interested in that old Chrysler, Ben?
Yeah.
Just for your own use?
For my own use.
You don't trade much in cars.
No, I don't trade. I buy one. I don't trade. I ain't trading no car in a long time, but I will do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know people trade them all the time. I wouldn't want to trade cars.
Not that often, but I don't have no money to do like that.
I'd rather just get one and run it. Let somebody else do the trading.
That's right. That's right.
If I could get one that's in good shape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes the right smart to keep these old cars up, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
There's something always
happening,
playing out on them.
Always.
And you know, when I got that old car, I had the wrong idea. I thought it'd be heavy and tough and hold together. But it's got too much to it, you see. Too many things.
We got lots of things in.
Do you ever get old Buster Mountain to help you on anything?
Well, we do our own work. I ain't never get nobody to do no work for me.
Your brakes and everything?
We do our own work. I ain't never had no mechanic do nothing for me.
Since
I've been big enough.
Is that
on our own car.
Oh, that
pull the motors
sense.
Out and fix them out my own self. That car, they had a 6-cylinder motor. We put a V8 motor in that car. That I was. Put the stick right there in the floor. It was automatic. The motor we pulled out of my other son got in his car. It needed rings in it, and I bought the car. It needed rings in it.
Yeah.
I bought this like that and put rings in it, and it's running just like a sewing machine right now.
Yeah.
My other son got in his car. He had an automatic transmission. The other car, mine, when I first bought, was burned up. He had a stick shift. Well, I took it out and put it in that. When another boy bit me, I said, I bet you $200 I'll put that transmission onto the other motor, come out of six cylinder motor that I was on, throw the rod. We pulled it out and put that V8 motor in there. That motor had been overhauled. My boy run that car 3 years without doing anything. So we overhauled that motor in that car there. That boy right there in the mother tutor's house. You don't kill no car in no shop. What did?
You did it, keep it, you broke, wasn't you?
Right, right. I ain't never kill no car. Nobody do nothing for me. We're gonna have our own car.
I'll tell you what. James Sawyer.
That's right.
You know that boy of his, what's his name?
Samuel.
Now, he's been working up here.
Yes, that's right.
And he got him a car, too.
Yes, right.
But he never could make it run.
I knew he couldn't even know what to do for it. You never do know what to do. They put that motor in that car there. I done drove a Cadillac 2-3 times. You got new wires, new spark plug, new points, new condenser, coil, and everything on it. Everything on that car right there. I needed the starter dragging. I pulled it off there and put a new bushing in the starter. Just started cranking right up now. It don't miss. It go.
Yeah.
It don't miss.
It sounds good.
It don't miss neither.
Yeah. How long you
had it
that?
Let me see. I reckon that other car burned up. You know, my house burned down.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had it since then.
Oh, have you?
Ever since then. I'm going to tell that twice, 2-3 times.
Well, that car will take you anywhere.
I knew it will. You got a good tire all the way around.
Yeah. Well, now, Samuel was, I think it was costing him more than he made down there.
He can't fix no car. He can't fix no car.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with them boys?
I just don't know how to build the booth for them.
Why don't they go down there and work with you a little bit or something?
No, we don't want me. How don't want them. We stay today, Sam. We sit ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we sit ourselves.
Yeah. Well, James not much mechanic, is he?
He's a mechanic talk, but he bring his car with us to Rico. He bring his car with us to Rico.
Oh, did he?
That's right. Oh, we ain't gonna have our own car.
Better tell me, ain't that a you made a improvement. You didn't want your old house to burn up, but when you come on up there, you made improvement, didn't you? That's Charles James' old house, isn't it?
That's right. My son owned that house.
Yeah.
My son owned that house. The one I stayed in there.
Yeah.
You got to take that house down later on. Fix it over.
You want to
build him another house later on down. Put him a block house up there.
What? You mean take that house down?
Yeah, but not right now. You know, take it down later. Build him a block house.
Oh, really? Well, now, do you still own a lot down there?
Sure. There's four you have. There's four in there. There's air probably down there. There's fours now. I got a sister too.
Yeah.
I got a first cousin in St. Petersburg. I got a first cousin in Micanopy. She's a school teacher in Micanopy.
Yeah.
There's fours on that lot down there. My sister's in Rochester, New York.
Well, you couldn't build down there then. There's four of you owns
it. No, I was about to put a trailer if I get a trailer.
Well, how would that be?
Buy a trailer and put down there. There's a lot of red tape that trailer been drawing. I know that.
Oh, is it?
I don't know how I bought it.
Yeah.
I'll probably get one later on, though.
Yes. Well, it's better the way rain's up there now, isn't it?
Pretty good, yeah. But I'd rather be by myself, though. He want me to stay there, but I'd rather be in my own house.
Well, you got plenty of room.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of room.
You don't need any room yourself. You're never in the house.
No, I'll be outdoors all the time. Every time you sleep, I'll be outdoors most of the time.
What do you do? Just go in and sit down and eat a little or something?
Sit down and eat and look where I'm at now. I go to bed around just 4 minutes after 9. I go to around 10. I'll be up for them in the morning time.
Yeah.
I get around 6 o'clock every morning.
Yeah.
I go to bed too early. You don't rest good.
No. Well,
definitely get TB. When I go to bed, I don't hear nothing. I go to sleep. That's what I do. You keep it turning and rolling and rolling. I don't do that.
Now, I was in that house several times when Charlie James was there.
That's right.
But you know, I never noticed the house. I just sat in there talking to him.
That's right.
Until he got past.
That's right.
He got to the point that where he couldn't talk.
That's true. He had a stroke.
Yes. He was in bad shape.
That's right.
But so I never looked around the house, but it seemed to me like it was in pretty good shape.
It's pretty good inside, but on the outside, they're fixing it.
You gonna
remodel it later on, though.
Yeah.
But then we get them and build them another one.
How's the roof?
That's the problem. The roof.
Oh,
is
it?
It leaks in there.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it leaks in there. That's the problem.
Well, let me tell you. These people, you know, you can pay a, you can just go in debt for a roof.
We can get some roof all right on it, but he said he's going to build another later on down the line.
You see, people do a roof like they do a house.
That's right.
They don't get a roof to keep the weather out. They get one to make it look
good. They ain't worth nothing.
It did cost some money.
Yeah. Them new houses was building. I bet you're right now. Some of them rent, you can't go in the door. I walked in that boy's house down low. It been built since before that, but. And I like to fell off the steps. I said, I'll charge you for if I break my leg, I know so.
Yeah.
Walk up on the steps about to fall down.
Yeah.
That's right. They ain't good as these old houses, the house what I had. Sure, you couldn't have to drive a nail in the house, that ain't what we had.
No.
That thing had been up over 50 some years.
Yeah.
My granddaddy, well, he's a preacher. My granddaddy was. He bought out a church house up there by the, they called the Red Store. They bought a church house and they built the house. Because we used to have mules and horses too, long years back.
Well, it wasn't so long back.
About 50 years or more.
Well, that is a good while.
You mean when the Mammoth Stone was?
No.
You don't?
Oh, yes.
You do? You mean when that highway filled up with water down there?
Yeah.
I was glad it was water, I remember.
I remember Colin James used to talk about it. He said he was a. I think he said. You know, he was a three-plow farmer.
He could plow, right?
Or something like that,
he
know?
Could plow, but he just plowed too much. I ain't gonna never plow that much.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna kill myself like that.
That's the way they figured what
I know that what they figured, but I ain't gonna work like you. Not me. I ride that tractor, but me get out there and plow that. I ain't gonna do that.
Well,
it ain't no sense doing all that.
You know, sitting on a tractor on rough ground.
It's bad.
That ain't the easiest thing to
work. It's bad. When you're going across them old bumps, the level ground's okay, but that old bump of ground ain't no good for you.
Yeah.
I get tired riding on that bus.
Oh, you do?
Yes, ma'am. I get tired in my back riding that bus, driving every day. People say, that's an easy job. I say, you drive that thing a day, too.
Yeah.
It's got power steering. If it didn't have power, so you could, that thing would beat you to death.
Oh, really?
It sure is. It got power steering.
I didn't realize that.
He sure is. All them buses got power steering. All them new ones. Some of them buses are automatic. Some of them Ford automatic. They got some international automatic. But I can really have stick shift. Mine is stick shift. I can change my own gears out. As long as my feet's all right, thanks to the Lord, I can change my own gears.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can change them gears for fast.
Well, you don't spend much money.
So,
it don't cost you much to live, does it?
Yeah, take a heat now.
Uh-huh.
It does.
First month comes and it hits you hard, does it?
Do it all the time. 4 weeks before you get in the money.
Yeah.
Pay bills up, all like that, and blah, blah.
Yeah. All that, yeah, when you work on your old cars, you still got to buy the parts.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, then if you can work on your own car, you go to buy the parts. If you catch that man, he going to buy the parts and going to charge $100 and you might have to go back over next week.
Yeah. You know this fellow down here at the junkyard? I don't know what you call it down here, old Fred.
I know what you're talking about.
Do you ever get anything from him?
I used to get some parts from him sometimes.
Well, I never had any luck getting any parts. When I'd go down there looking for parts, you know, he'd
have never got none of.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Somebody be there ahead of me.
That's the way it is. You can ride in them junk places. All right, last week my tractor was broke down. I had to go clean. Oh, I went to every place anybody didn't get. I'm trying to get a bail guide. I got one and I bought two. And I got in the car right now. I went way to Wilson, went to Wilson, and from Wilson to went to Newberry, bought two. I called up and got two. I put one in, and I put full bag, and had a hard time getting them stuff. And I said, God. I said, all that running on I had done that. And then I got the thing right, saying, I put it in the running, saying, it's a miss.
Well, do you want to buy a car? You want to swap? What do you want to do?
I'll swap if you want.
Well, I tell you, I own this car. I just got quite interested with this fella. You never saw him. He hung around here a whole lot. He's a mechanic. And he picked it up for me. And I use it mostly. And he'd been trying to sell it, get me to sell it. And I said, Cookie, ain't no use selling it. I can set in it. It'll run.
That's right.
Well, he says it won't run forever. You better just get rid of it while it's running.
That's right.
Is that the way you feel?
That's right. Because after a while, if it keeps running, you got to do like I got to do something down yonder. I wish I could do something rid of them down yonder. Then let's put them in the jump. They don't run. We get rid of.
Yeah. Well, what are you?
And you got to buy. I got to put insurance on them to run them and all that kind of junk. Oh boy. I got insurance on that out there. $150 insurance on it.
You can't run it anymore without insurance, can you?
You better not try to run it no more if you ain't got no insurance, huh?
What's poor man gonna do?
I don't know. Got your sticker, got your tag,
yeah.
Insurance, that's three things.
Yeah.
You got to drive a lot, that's four things.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you don't have that, you ain't going nowhere. That's right. The first time you start off with is buying tag.
Yeah.
I bought license in the car for 50 cents.
Yeah.
Now my license cost me $5 now. That's right, your license cost you $3.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Driver's license.
That's right. Mine cost me $5 right now.
Because you drive a bus.
That's right. Drive a truck, too.
Oh.
Drive anybody. When I come out to camp, I didn't specialize no one person drive, one no special no person's car. I didn't want to drive my special car. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I ain't telling you that, no.
Social Security, this it over here?
Yeah. I got that other thing in me. Turn on the order.
Hereby consent to any chemical tests? What is that? What is that right there?
Is that in your pipe? I have a hard time getting it out of me.
What is that in? Yeah, that's chauffeur.
That's right.
Chauffeur license, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you have to have for the bus.
Drive a truck, too.
And to drive a truck.
That's right.
And that cost you $5.
Of course, it's been costing $5.
Yeah.
I got to jump. That's man, my index, too. If I get hurt.
Good Lord. Why, it cost you, I mean, it does cost you to live.
You might be right. You don't live for nothing now. You don't live for nothing, man.
But you remember, somebody told me old George Mitchell. They heard old George Mitchell talking about it at one time. And they were talking about insurance. And George said, that George, now he may not have said it, but they're sewing off on him.
Yeah. Well, people going to talk, don't care what they do.
Is
I don't
right?
worry about the people talking. I try to leave, let them talk all they want to talk.
They said, George said, don't give me any of that old insurance. He says, when I'm dead, just sew me in the ditch and let the hogs clean my bones.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. Somebody got him insurance. His wife got him insurance. He ain't worrying about nothing.
Yeah.
My dad got me insurance. I got a living daddy right now. My daddy is around, he's around 70 something years old. He's up this summer on the house right now.
Yeah.
I got a living day right now. If it left up to him, he'd take me back with him now. But I just don't want to go to. He's staying in Miami. Been in Miami a long time ago.
Yeah. town.
After my mother died.
You ain't lost anything down mine.
I don't want to go to mine. I don't want to go to mine.
Brennan, let me tell you, Faye, you didn't. He rode all over the country last summer. Do you know that?
Did you take a trip last summer?
But you didn't drive your own car, did you?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you drove a bus.
Where'd you go?
Well, I talked to you about that.
Went out to Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
Yeah. I had some friends out there. I drove that car out there.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Had a nice time out there.
You know, I told him if he took his own car off, it'd break him.
Didn't do it, though.
It cost much.
You know what that car do? I done it here about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 or 3 months. I drove that car when I got in Tallahassee. About the Tallahassee, I always do it when I get there. You know where that horse field at?
Yeah.
Where them two horse fields on these sides? Split the courthouse right in the face of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Courthouse on this, the horse field on this side and the horse field on this side. When I got there, you know where them two red lights at? Four lights. Before you go out there here.
Yeah.
The finish is on the right side. I put in $2.22 worth of gas in that car. I'm out there on the other side, before you keep go get your stick at, where I fill up at. There's an eating place there.
Yeah.
I fill the tank up there.
Yeah.
I didn't put in there a quarter oil. $2.22 worth of gas I put in.
And no oil.
No oil.
That is hard to believe. That's true.
I still done it. I was by myself.
Well, you're not going to trade that car off.
Oh, man, I like to travel.
Uh-huh.
I can make some out there travel. It's called what you do to them veils. That's what that is. They call what you do to them veils.
Let me tell you, I had that motor overhaul not long ago, and if you just put your foot on that accelerator, it'll go out
to my feet. But I don't drive my car real fast or hard. I drive about 60 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour or something like that.
I don't go fast either, but it'll go.
So you hit that crowd over.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
What you had done, King?
Uh-huh.
How long has it been?
About a year.
Didn't use an oil on that?
No, I don't think so. I tell you what, I never worry about the oil.
I just put in a little oil.
I do that.
If you ain't gonna get car ain't no good if you don't put some oil in.
Yeah.
I don't worry about the oil.
Yeah, I don't worry about that.
You like me about my tractor. My tractor needs a little oil. I don't care about it. I change it in.
Yeah, yeah.
I put Quick-State oil in my car, on my tractor.
Yeah.
Put oil.
Yeah.
When I pull that thing hard all day long, I put good oil in.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
what
I do. That's
you.
Man,
I
do that.
Brennan, let me tell you, while you're here,
yeah.
Where you get your oil?
I buy the same station. You might have to get it cheaper some places, though.
Yeah, how much? Do you buy it by the case?
Sometimes I buy it by the case. You get a little cheaper like that.
Yeah.
I think hold around 7 quarts. That's right. See what that name is.
Oh, good.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Got a big old fan on it. 7 quarts. I tried 6 for 6 don't foot it. 7 quarts and foot it.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, they do. Some car that I had a dispute with somebody like that. I said, "You car don't hold that?" I said, "Yes, it do." My cousin, she got a brand new Chevrolet. She said she don't put for 5 quarts. I said, "That filter holds a quarter old." Filter holds a quarter old. I said, "It takes 5 quarts, ain't gonna fill it." Change your cartridge. If you don't change that cartridge, it holds 5 quarts.
Yeah.
When you change that cartridge, that thing got new 6 quarts. That filter got still holds a quarter old.
Yeah.
I done tried it.
Yeah.
I changed my own old. I know what it holds.
you know, a fella was over here last Sunday, a week ago, and he just worried me to death. He looked at that little Ford tractor.
That's right.
And he just wanted that so bad he didn't know what to do.
Someone's been finding some people still do that every week.
Well, why don't he go out and find him one?
Guy wanted to buy that tractor, mine. You couldn't give me $1,000. I said, I didn't want your $1,000. I went and bought that tractor, you know, last year. Before I got home with it, had two flat tires on it. I went and had another other tractor. I went home, got the two tires off it and put on it. That tractor wasn't even running good enough when I got it.
Yeah.
He made it what it is.
Yeah.
Shit wasn't running, sitting out in the rain, water's in it.
Yeah.
All messing up.
Yeah.
Didn't have no copperate on it, or no exhaust pipe, ran all down in it. Shit, we got that tractor home, put a head gasket on it. I spent all that much on it.
Oh, I don't believe it. Now, who'd you get that
from?
One of your friends?
No, for a lady down here at Reddit. I was just looking around for some parts.
Yeah.
And she told me she'd sell that tractor. I said, I didn't tell her I was going to buy it.
Yeah.
I walked on over. She said she wanted $300 for it. And I didn't tell her it wasn't too much. I didn't tell her nothing. I went on off and stayed about an hour till I come back. I said, you said you wanted to sell that tractor? She said, yes, I want to say, I'll give you $200 for that now. And she looked at me and said, $200? I said, yes, I'm here, $200 right here. And right now, that's receipt. She took the money. I put my other boy, pulled it on with the house.
Is that right?
Wasn't even running.
Is that right?
Wasn't even running at all. We
yeah.
put the house, we put the running.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you, but you still got some money in that now,
haven't you? I sure is. I spent $50 on the weekend.
It ain't cheap anymore, is it?
Not as I know. Not as I know. Not as I know. I don't think it is.
Well, now let me find out, Bernard, what you're going to do. I'll take that thing in first time I go to town and see what's wrong with it.
Okay.
And, Yeah, you know how much you
want to
put in,
Conrad?
How much
you want for it?
He gonna want more than you gonna pay, I know that.
Well, if he want more than I pay, I won't get it.
He told me, the last time I saw him, he told me a fella offered him $400 for it, and you wouldn't take it. And I said, you know what I said to him? I said, if a fella offered me $400 for it, I'd get right out and take my bag and let him have it.
I'd take all the junk, I'd get in the towels there.
Yes, sir.
I got the towels over there and right out there in the car right now, keeping them.
Yeah.
You see how I drive it, I got the towels. And they make it. It ain't on your pocket. Yes, it is. I'm going to show you the towels for it.
Yeah.
I've been to him in his pocket, but I put him in the car for it. Mine. I got my name.
Well, let me tell you, Bennett, I just got $100 in the car,
yeah.
So I don't have much to lose in it.
That's right.
Have you got a fair idea of what you think it's worth to you?
No, nope, I don't have any.
Well, let me tell you, if you have, I'll tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And see if I can get it loose.
You see what you can do then, and I'll come back again.
All right.
I got to go and eat a little supper. I ain't had supper.
Oh, you haven't had supper?
No, man.
Well, I should have cooked you some supper.
Give him a little something to eat,
Faye. No, so I got to go down the road to Magnetism and get a little supper. I appreciate the thing that they're saying. And I got to run down there a little bit. And I got to get to bed, too. But I'm going to step late when I'm down that bus. I'll be too
late. Well, everything's closed. You can't eat now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the little place down there for the 7-Eleven. It's going to close at 11 o'clock.
Oh,
it's 25 minutes. It's 20 minutes after. It's 25
yeah.
after 9 now.
It's
closer to 11 o'clock. Well,
all right. I'll stop down there and see you.
Okay.
All right.
Good night. It's Channel 1 right around 800, and the end of the first beautiful tape was Burnett. Miss Daisy's friend Burnett. Burnett. The end of Channel 1 right around 800, and the end of this first beautiful tape was Burnett. This Monday, the 3rd of April, 1972. Monday, the 3rd of April, 1972.